Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to the show. I am so thrilled here to be talking with Christine Clark about straightening the curve today. Boy, I'm telling you, wait till you hear what she has to say. For those of you that that are thinking, yeah, she's the one that talks about forging a life. Mm-hmm. This is the show where we talk about what forging a life is about. And, you know, the background of that, you'll hear some of that today if you haven't heard her show before. But, you know, she has multiple coaching certifications. She works with people all over the world. And, you know, this is what she's done to bring years of knowledge and wisdom and success to each of us so that we can understand what it means to forge a life. Now, this is delving into the truth about the creation of the katana. Now, if you don't know what the katana is, you have seen it. Whether you've seen it in the Kill Bill movies or any movie that has to do with samurai, this is it. Today, though, straightening the curve. We're going to find out what that means, how we got there, and how to get it straightened. Christine, great to have you.
Great to be here, Pat. Thank you. Yeah, I love talking about straightening the curve. You know, in the process of making the katana, you have to pre-curve that blade so that when you put the edge on, you get a straight piece. Otherwise, you just, because you're working with three dimensions, right? You put that bevel on and it straightens out. And so the pre-curve for us is all the different ways that we set ourselves up for success, whether, you know, we set our goals, we do our backwards engineering, we know what our action steps are, and we're in the work, and we start taking those steps to straighten our path and get where we want to go. And it's exciting to be in there. And what we don't remember is that we only have control of us. And so when life happens, and it's going to, like, you know, look at 2020, right? It's going to throw curveballs at us. And then we have to deal with it. We have to make do because control is absolutely limited. And so, you know, when have, you know, plans gone sideways? And when have things been cooking along and you thought you had it done, had it made, and then it changed, it shifted? And that's the question for today. You know, when does it go sideways? And, you know, what does that look like? Yeah. You know, Howard is my husband. He's the maker of the Japanese style sword blades, the katana. And years ago, he had 7 or 8 blades that he was working on. And these were all high layer blades. They were Damascus, where you have to make the layered steel first before you can make it into the katana shape. And he even had some that were sanmai, which is a solid center with the Damascus on each side. And these are high-end swords. They take a lot of work. And in one day, he was doing the final heat treatment on all of them. And every single one of them, when it went into the quench, broke in multiple places. They went ting, 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 ting. And in a matter of less than probably an hour, he had work that had been working on for weeks and weeks all was just trash. And it's like, when those things happen, you just want to curl up in a ball and be done, you know. And that's life happening, because he's good at what he does. He has all the right tools. He keeps everything at the right temperatures. He knows his thing, and to this day, going back over it, can never figure out exactly what went wrong, what went sideways. But that's what can happen. That's what life can throw at you, right?
Yeah, I mean, that is what life throws at you. And, you know, what I love about what you're doing, Christine, is you actually have taken the elements of this and looked at life and are looking at how do we get from that curve to the end game that we want, this beautifully fine-tuned, straightened piece, right? And, you know, one of the things I'm really struck by, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, this is where control is not necessarily in the forefront. You know how sometimes we want to control things,
mm-hmm.
right? And I would love for you to talk about this process and this idea of control or no control.
Yeah, you can only have control of what you personally can do. If you work with your team, you've got those interactions. But no matter what you set up, the structure that you create to work in, then outside of that is the rest of the world, right?
Yeah.
And you don't have control. You don't have control of the markets. You don't have control whether how people respond to you. And we get wound up or angry or go into a tizzy because we're not getting what we want. Because we have this expectation, right? You know,
yeah.
that everybody's going to love your product, love you, and every interaction is going to go beautifully. And that's just not what happens. And, you know, so you can only control what you can personally say and do and take action on, and being able to let it go. Like you talked about how that, you know, how that can serve us. One of my clients just had this great conversation with her. It's like, so when people are looking at you, you know, like, what, you know, or they don't understand where you're at, or they're not excited about your thing, like you're excited about your thing, that's okay. They're not your people.
Yeah.
Let it go. Let them go and go find your people. Just keep going.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about what happens when plans go sideways. Let me tell you what I mean. This is so relevant. You know, I didn't know I'd be talking to you today. I had this plan for this year, right? I mean, I've laid it out, and I'm not a big planning chick when it comes to my personal life. Just saying. When it comes to my business, very different. Well, you know that. But when it comes to me, I'm more organic, except that I had picked some major goals. Right? I picked some major curves to bend this year. One cool. is become the bionic woman with two knee replacements. I've gotten one done. But in order for me to enact my plan, I thought, this is where you're going to help me. I
okay.
thought I want to stay stable in my apartment I've been in 14 years with my friends upstairs. I never expected that something would shift and I would have to leave this apartment.
Right.
And so that's one of those things. Would you consider that a little sideways thing?
Oh, that's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a major disruption.
So
right.
let's talk about what happens. What happens when plans go sideways?
What happens when plans go sideways? You know, you're expecting to have things flow the way you want, and then it doesn't happen. And what you have to do is realize that no matter what, you have already created the structure for your life, and this piece, yeah, this isn't what you wanted, but you have all the tools, all the what you need to manage to deal with it. You're going to be able to go find a different place, one that's going to suit you just as well or better. It's an opening, an opportunity, and it's the way you look at it, your perspective, that yes, it's not what we planned, but it doesn't mean that what's coming down the pike or the change is a detriment. It means that it's an opportunity.
Mm. You know, we're going to take a short break and we're going to come back. But before we do, I want to ask you about this beautiful process that you've created, right? And following the ancient, I mean, this is an ancient, how should I say it, technique of perfection. I don't think I've ever heard or seen or watched anybody, or even, you know, my friends that I know who we play ping pong, right? My mm-hmm. friends from China, Japan, when we've talked about this, you know, there's a precision that happens with this process. A lot of times in life, each of us may or may not believe we can achieve that. And when we come back from break, you're going to help us understand that every hammer blow that we take, it forms something. It forms something. It moves something. It shifts something. And what happens when we don't immediately see the result of that hammer blow? How do we hold faith and trust that our great efforts are going to produce amazing results? When we come back, Christine Clark's going to take us on that journey. Before we go to break, how do people find out more about you? Please, let's have people get some information on how to work with you and what they can find out about your coaching practice and what you're doing.
Yeah, you can find out all about me on my website, which is sunglowtransformation.com. My bio's there, my story's there, and there's also a link that you can go ahead and have an absolutely free coaching session if you'd love to just get it out, have a taste. Maybe we can fix one little thing for you. And I'm also on Facebook at Coach Christine Clark. I'm on Instagram at CC in Iowa.
Man, I'm going to tell you, when we come back, what do you want to know about your hard-earned efforts? Every time you pick up the hammer and get ready to strike that blow of perfection and precision, what is the energy you want to carry? I'm not going to talk about it. Christine, my co-host, is going to talk about it. Let's take a short break. Benny, Jacob, we'll be right back.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404. Or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
What we've been taught and told is not all there is. Life is all about energy, and the energy you feel is real. Tune into the energy paradigm each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com with Dr. Vic. The energy paradigm is an eye-opening, mind-shifting, transformative, and earth-shattering way to live, work, and do business that will enable you to unlock your magic every day. Visit TheEnergyParadigm.com.
Has your kindness been used against you? Are you ready to clear the confusion and reconnect with your power? Then it's time to become toxic person proof. Join toxic relationship specialist Sarah K. Ramsey as she gives you the secrets to rebuilding and rebranding your life after a toxic person encounter. It's time to get past the past, get real about the present, and get serious about your future. For more information, visit sarahkramsey.com.
If you struggle with fear and anxiety, you know how powerless and stuck these emotions can make you feel. You've tried everything, but nothing helped you overcome these blocks. Dr. Friedman Schaub, award-winning author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, created a special program which helped thousands of his clients to become healthy, happy, and confident again. Learn how to eliminate negative self-talk, let go of your emotional baggage, and replace limiting beliefs. With Dr. Friedman's accelerated program, you can break through your challenges. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Straightening the Curve with my co-host, Christine Clark, joining me here today. I mean, this is powerful. And, you know, if you're watching the video, you're actually seeing what Jacob is playing. But more importantly, what Christine is bringing to the forefront is a process that takes you through whatever it is that shows up in your life, helps you understand the direction you want to go. And yeah, if something goes sideways, it doesn't mean it's the end of the world. you know, part of the process, Christine, is a hammer blow. I'd love for you to talk about the hammer blow, because a lot of people, you know, that are listening, they may not understand the foraging process, but the hammer blow is significant and important in a lot of ways, isn't it?
Yep. Hammer blow is doing the work. It's taking that step. It's, you know, one at a time, one boom, one boom, one boom. And that's you just being able to move forward, take an action, do something on a daily basis. And the cool thing about the hammer blow is you're in motion. You are doing it. You're straightening out that curve. You're getting to where you want to go. So you have a straighter path, a cleaner path. And as we continue to work, we have these ideas about what's going to happen and how our outcomes are going to roll. And we start doing our phone calls, start doing our outreach, and we're expecting, you know, to get the bookings, get the information that we want right away. And sometimes it doesn't happen. Sometimes it just doesn't happen. And we want to give up. And I had a client I just had this great conversation with a couple of weeks back. She's starting a brand new thing for her, and it's teeth whitening. And she first step is, when she's got all her certifications, is to get some people in to do it just as a pro bono, to get the accolades, to get the testimonials, to get the photographs. And she wasn't getting her friends to sign up to do this. And she was like, well, and I says, well, how many people do you have? She says, well, three. It's like, okay. Okay. And she contacted, it's like, how many on your list? Well, 10. I said, okay, girl, pretend this is your wedding. You need to have at least 100 people on that list.
Yeah.
To go through, because you can't go back to what you can control and you can't control. And we have this idea that we want to be able to just reach out a couple of times, and then bingo, we have to have what we want. And when we don't get that, we start thinking, you know, maybe this is the wrong thing, or
exactly,
maybe, you know, we start second guessing ourselves, our passion. We're allowing the world to dictate that, you know, we're wrong, we're dumb, we're, you know, whatever, all those stories that in our head. And the thing is, then we want to like cut ourselves short. It's like, no, you have to stay in it. Don't give up. Keep doing the work and you'll get the results you want. It's just one of those crazy things about numbers. I mean, I hate to say that business is a numbers game, but sometimes it is. Sometimes it is. And the fun. Yeah, go ahead.
Let's talk about this, because I want to stick with what you said about numbers, because sometimes when we don't see immediate results, right, we could lose faith. We can lose hope.
Absolutely.
But one of the things I know you talk about is to recognize the benefits of being in the work and not to diss the small stuff.
Right.
Can you talk about that? Because we don't realize importance is not a matter of size.
Right. Yeah. We like to decide that the daily activities of being an entrepreneur, being self-employed, that everybody does it. And so if I'm opening the store, if I'm talking to people, if I'm sending out emails, if I'm making my phone calls, if I'm posting about what's going on, that's just what you're supposed to do. And we discount it. And so when we discount it and we're looking for the bigger pieces, we're looking for that great sale, or we're looking for all the response to our posts. And like you said, when we give up too soon and we start discounting ourselves, we have to look at what you're already doing. Lean into the fact that there are some people out there that just getting out of bed is a really big chore. And look at, you got out of bed and, you know, you contacted 8 people. You know, yay you.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
to not poo-poo the stuff that we're already doing. And it's so easy, because we get in our head that, you know, this is what you're supposed to do, and so this isn't any big deal. And the truth is, no. Recognize that you're in motion, recognizing you're taking the actions, and lean into that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so important because, you know, part of this is realizing that this is a process, right? You know, let's talk about the fact that with each hammer blow, the edge is formed and the blade mm-hmm. is straightening. Even if sometimes you're pounding and it doesn't seem like it is, you know, isn't this having faith and trusting the process?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Staying in the work and realizing that everything you do is a hammer blow. Everything is working for that end that you want. We might not be able to see it, but it's happening. It's part of the process. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, in your experience, and as we're, you know, we look at this and you're working with people, there are many places that each and every one of us can get stuck, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
right? But this idea of straightening the blade and straightening the curve, rather, it will have its good days and its not so good days. But in the end, there's a process with a hammer that's like life. Talk about the importance of consistency.
Yeah. By going into the forge and doing the work, picking up that hammer every single day, you're building consistency. And as you continue to do those small actions, which are making an impact, whether you see it or not, you're building this muscle of repetition. You're building this muscle of being able to continue to do the work, and then you're able to create flow. And when you have the consistency, when you have the flow, it's easier to ride the waves. It's easier for you to stay in motion, and you're going to get the result you're looking for faster. But building the consistency is huge. And in order to do that, you go to work every day and then you recognize what you're doing, giving yourself credit and appreciating that. Because every time you take action, you are doing the work. You're also getting feedback immediately, whether, you know, you're putting stuff out in the universe and the universe is giving you feedback back. And you're learning along the way. And if you can stay in that mode of action and learning and putting it out there, you create that flow that carries you forward.
Yeah, I think one of the things I've learned along the way is that it's not that I don't believe I can launch a vision or get something accomplished in my life by myself. But boy, what I've learned is it's much easier to get some help, to get some guidance, to have someone help, you know, help you make sure that, you know, what you're doing in each and every hammer blow, what you're doing to straighten the blade, you don't have to do alone, that you're doing it with the support of others. Isn't that what you do to help your clients?
Absolutely.
Stay in the flow.
Right. Yeah. For them to recognize what's going well, recognize the muscles they're building, the acumen they're gaining, and to be able to have a clear perspective that, hey, things are moving forward. I'm doing great. And to walk beside the people, I get to work with the most amazing people. And it's as I support them, just being able to stay clear on who they are, what they're about, and staying in the work and staying in the forge. There's nothing more powerful, Pat, than one-on-one coaching. It's why I do it and why I've hired other people to coach me. You know, it's just to have that person that's totally outside your world, that has no agenda except for you to have what you want, and sees the best in you and helps you see it in yourself.
Yeah. I think that's it, because, you know, for many of us, we are really used to doing things for picking ourselves up, for dusting ourselves off. But, you know, I know that if I didn't have the coaches in my life that I have now, mm-hmm. that I wouldn't be able to even come close to fulfilling, you know, the vision in support of our listeners. Now, look, you are also, you're offering a reframing session. Could you talk to us about what that is and how people can find out more about that?
Yeah, I wanted to offer the reframing session because we're talking about when things go sideways. And the truth is that when things go sideways, we take a hit. Mentally, emotionally, our confidence gets shaken. And the reframing session is to be able to, let's go back to that event and let's rewrite the stories you're telling yourself about that event. Let's get down to the gold that's in the middle of that fire and polish it off and say, this is the benefit I gained. And then we go a little bit further and we actually anchor that. We anchor the strength that you have. We anchor that awesome talent, what your elements are. Mm-hmm. And so you can carry that forward. We'll talk a little bit later about the PTS.
Yeah.
But you know, that doesn't just happen in military. When you are,
no,
when you, things go sideways and you get that hit, then you have that traumatic stress. And sometimes it's hard to go back to doing something. When I was in direct sales, I remember distinctly, I had a period of time when I had 6 or 7 parties on my books, and then one after the other canceled, and then another one canceled, another one canceled, another one canceled. And I ended up curled up on the floor in a ball, bawling, because you know, all these were canceled, to the point where I forgot that I still had one left. And then the hostess called me. And I had, and I don't remember now whether I went to that event or not, but it just really shook my confidence terribly. A, because I was so demoralized when people canceled.
Yep.
B, because I couldn't believe that as a business person, I forgot about an appointment that was totally unacceptable.
Oh, wow.
And for me, then moving forward to book more appointments, I had a huge block. Because the core in my, you know, my body said, they're not going to hold.
Mm.
These people are just, you know, they don't care. And that's why I want to offer this, you know, this reframe session. So if you have something like that and it's getting in your way, let's go back and shift that for you.
Yeah.
Let's clear that up and then anchor what you're able to do and be able to take that lesson forward, that strength, that confidence forward.
Yeah. Man, I'll tell you, reframing and working with someone like you, Christine, being able to reframe is, I think, one of the most important things that we can do in 2021. When we come back, we're going to be talking more with Christine about now what? What happens when all is said and done and here you are? And maybe catastrophe strikes. What's your website? How do people, one more time, find out about you? And when we come back, we're going to be talking about the emotional side of catastrophe. Give us your website one more time before we go to break.
Yep. You can find me at sunglowtransformation.com.
All right. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, what do you do? Catastrophe. For those of you out there, 1-800-930-2819. Can't wait to hear from you if you got a question. Hey, everybody, we'll be right back.
Are you meeting your sales goals? Or maybe your business plan could use a dose of the divine? Tune in to Divinely Driven Results with faith-based business coach Elise Smith on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Coach Elise Smith helps listeners get unstuck from their business plateau and become empowered through divine guidance. Build up belief in yourself and your dreams and learn business strategies that work for you for real lasting results. Learn more by visiting www.divinelydrivenresults.com.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares practical tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you learn to live your best life. Live the good life, connecting your physical and spiritual self with Sabrina Wright. Every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to the show Heart Change Consciousness with me, Dr. Trish DeRocher, as stories of inspired activism come to life. Listening to conversations with your favorite authors, change makers, and many more who practice inspired spiritual activism and transform vulnerabilities into sources of strength. Let's be inspired together through my show, Heart Change Consciousness, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to TransformationRadio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Straightening the Curve with my co-host, Christine Clark. Now, look, this is about forging a life. This is the work that Christine does. And as we're going through and we're looking at this process of forging a life, every one of us has had moments of what we're about to talk about. And yet, have we come out the other side of it? How have we come out the other side of it? What happens when catastrophe strikes? And trust me, Christine, you know, not to get into it in the show, but I could talk about three of my closest friends who literally could just write about what they just experienced. You know, some of them have lost parents, and yet we're here and we move on, but we're changed. Talk about this aspect of catastrophe, because that even happens when you're forging a blade, right?
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. You know, all eight of them can just go turn into trash instantly. Yeah. So, yeah, when catastrophe strikes, you know, there are, you know, those episodes. And for me, I want to be clear that catastrophe doesn't have to be something that is specifically huge. There is the catastrophes when somebody passes, when, you know, the loan gets recalled, when, you know, the other things happen, or, you know, you lose a partner that, you know, in business. There are those big things. But catastrophe can also be little things. Catastrophe can be when, you know, your plans for the week just all go haywire. You know, when you get a snowstorm and you're blocked in, can't go out. You know, those things also can count. It just depends on the impact of what you were planning to do versus what actually happens. And the first thing that I want people to understand is when things happen that are, that shake you to your core, that really just disturb everything that you had going and get into your cells, is to allow for the emotion, allow for yourself to grieve what happened, that it came out of nowhere, it was unexpected, and you didn't have control, and to just allow for whatever comes up, whether it's anger and you need to go scream and shout and beat the bed with a tennis racket, you know, or, you know, have the tears, just let it out. And because what we don't want to do is tamp all this down and cap it off and get tough and move forward, because that part's going to come back and bite you, and it's going to hurt your body and your soul worse than if you just allow it. So the first thing is allowing the emotion. And then you have to look at, you know, go forward from there to what are you making it mean? You know, what are the stories you tell yourself? I talk about this a lot, you know, as people are working through things. Are you making it mean that this is just the world and it happened and I have what it takes to, you know, step back up, put it back together, go back in, start hammering away? Great. Or are you making it mean that I was totally wrong? I should never be in this business. I need to get out.
Yeah.
You know, what are you taking from it? You know, or that all people are liars. You know, we start doing the universal thing.
Yeah, boy.
You know, and so you have to look at what you're making things mean and get clear on what you're telling yourself. And because that can make a huge difference on whether you have the resiliency and rebound or not.
Yeah. Let's talk about resiliency and rebound for a moment, because, you know, Matt James used to be a regular on the show. He used to sponsor one of the original shows when it was Crust Busting Your Way to an Awesome Life. And he had a phrase that stuck with me to this day. And I want to ask you about this. His phrase was, whatever you think you are, you're more than that. And it stuck with me. It stuck with me. And that more than that part is, I think, where coaching comes in. You know, because we're great to think about whatever we think we are. We're really good. At any given moment, we have a sense of who we are. Probably sometimes pretty dang judgmental.
Yes.
Right? But getting to the next part,
right,
we're more than that.
We're more than that.
That's how we talk from the why versus the how. Can you talk to the stories we tell ourselves and how we can shift the thematic of that?
Absolutely. I love that you're more than that. That's huge. Yeah, in the stories that we tell ourselves, we have a tendency when things are going badly, when things are not what we want, we ask why. Why is this happening to me? Why can't I do this? Why? And that, when you ask that why question, that sends your mind on a digging spree, and it'll come up with, your subconscious will provide you all the reasons why you suck. It will. It will
yeah,
come back, you know, because, you know, because you threw sand in Billy's face in the sandbox, and because you, you know, stuck gum underneath the table, underneath the chair, you know, it will, your brain will come up with all the reasons why this happened to you, why you're not fit, why you can't succeed or can't be like other people. And when you ask that why question, you're sending your brain on a scramble to bring up all those reasons. And that's not helpful for you. But if you ask and said, not why is this happening, but how can I have something different? How can I change this? How can I get back up on top? How can I achieve my goals? And when you ask how, then you're opening your brain to that creative process to go looking for the answers that you want. And it's a small thing, but it's absolutely huge. We want to ask how so that we can find out what our next strategy is going to be. We can find out how to move forward so we can anchor that we are strong, that we have the elements to succeed, and then we go. And so it's one of those things that, you know, what are you asking? You know, but you know, are you asking the question to keep you in your story? Why is this happening? Why me? Or are you asking, how can I get what I want?
Yeah. I love this about the difference between the why and the how. You know, part of what happens here, and especially if we're looking at the process that you're referring to and talking about, is we can stay in the why question for decades, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
We'd stay in there. But when we shift to the how, we're literally shifting to a movement forward. But sometimes it's really emotional. And sometimes there are things that we carry forward. And, you know, we call it PTSD, but there's just PTS, which is post-traumatic stress. Mm-hmm. And can you talk about that, especially in terms of how you've been able to help people move forward?
Absolutely, yeah. Because when when you're not getting the outcomes you want, when some, you know, catastrophe strikes, when that thing is not comfortable, that we label bad, why is this happening to me? It sinks in. It's in our subconscious. It's in our psyche. And it can really block us from continuing to move forward. And what we don't recognize that we have stress and post-traumatic stress from the outcome we didn't get before. The best example I can have is, that comes to mind, is myself when I was doing the work and making all the phone calls and reaching out to, you know, people and getting no's and leaving messages and not getting a response. And I'm not getting the outcomes I'm wanting. I'm not getting to talk to people. I'm just leaving messages. It feels like it's all going out in the void. And then I, you know, I'm internalizing that there's something wrong with me. There's something wrong with the process. And then the next time, the next day when I'm supposed to be going to do that, it's like, well, let's go clean the kitchen, because then it, you know, I did something good. It looks nice. I get that, you know, instant feedback of, yeah, you're good. And I don't have to make the phone calls because I'm reticent to continue to go back and feel that feeling of unaccomplishment and what's wrong with me. And that's part of what happens to us when we have that residual post-traumatic stress. Can be something as simple as just not getting the outcomes you want, and it goes back into the stories we tell. Yeah. And you know, if something big happens and it's deep in motion, then it just magnifies that.
Yeah. You know, this is really brings us back to a conversation we're going to talk about when we come back. When you did a show a while back, and I think you called it what's in your steel, something like
right,
that.
Yeah.
I can't. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. When we come back, we're going to talk about the word veracity. We're going to talk about what that means, because the framework of who we are and who we become becomes so significantly important in straightening that blade. And you have a great way to talk about it. Let's take a short break. Benny, Jacob, we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. And yes, our office is open. And we are doing strictly phone consultations. If you would like to call and get tuned up, it's perfect time with everything that's going on and things aren't calming down. Pick up the phone and give us a call. It's quick and easy and it's fun. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Are you ready to become an unstoppable force of love in the world? Then don't miss the Creative Empowerment Show, Invoking Radical Love with Rachel Chase, live every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Rachel shares tools, stories, and meditations to spark the flame of profound wisdom within you. If you want to awaken your superpowers and activate your heart, visit RachelChase.com.
What we've been taught and told is not all there is. Life is all about energy, and the energy you feel is real. Tune into The Energy Paradigm each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com with Dr. Vic. The Energy Paradigm is an eye-opening, mind-shifting, transformative, and earth-shattering way to live, work, and do business that will enable you to unlock your magic every day. Visit TheEnergyParadigm.com.
Transition, simultaneously the most difficult and vital part of the human experience. Without change, how would we grow? Tune in to Grounding Into Your Radiance with Stacey Barber every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Step into your truth and allow the light into your life. For more information about Stacey and her services, visit StaceyBarber.com. That's Stacey, S-T-A-C-I-E, Barber.com.
Hey everyone, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole from Shades of Spirit, bringing you another Shades of Spirit tip of the week. Jamie, have you ever wondered if you might be an empath?
Yes, I have. And some signs that we may be an empath include an inexplicable desire to avoid crowds in places like movie theaters, shopping centers, and restaurants.
You know, sometimes I'm able to walk into a room with other people and I know exactly how they're feeling, even if no one is saying a word.
I can attend social gatherings or other events and find myself so emotionally exhausted and physically drained that I could probably sleep for a week.
If any of these examples resonate with you, please come check out our new live podcast, Shades of Spirit. It's on every Monday morning at 8 a.m. on Transformation Talk Radio.
You can also find us at shadesofspirit.com, where you can book your appointment or call us at 858-684-7575.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Certainly, we are thrilled to be talking with Christine Clark, Straightening the Curve. Christine works internationally with people all over the world. She is the coach for many people, especially, you know, her signature platform of Forging a Life. And that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about one aspect of it. But this is where you can work with somebody, and it doesn't matter where you are. You know, you could be having the best year of your life, being in the best place, but want to get to a next level. This is why coaching is so important. I don't get through my life without it, or the support that I need. I'm just not able to create it. And so for those of you out there that really want to take that step forward and work with somebody that knows how to do it, please check it out. You can go to sunglowtransformation.com. Did I get that right, Christine?
Yep, that's perfect, Pat.
Good. All right, look, I know this hour went really quickly. I want to talk about the veracity of steel. I want to talk about what that means, because I'm telling you, it is true. Whatever we think we are way more than that. But let's talk about how this relates to the coaching practice and what this turns out to look like.
Yeah, absolutely. The veracity of your steel. Things go sideways. You don't get the outcomes you want, but you stay in the work. You work through the hurt, you work through the emotion, and you get back out there and you start again. And each time that happens, you are solidifying the veracity of your steel, because we all have that inner elements in our inner crucible that make us unique, that make us absolutely totally capable to have, be, do whatever we want. And just because things don't turn out, or because we get blindsided, or because catastrophe happens, does not mean that we are less. It means that we are forming and being molded into what we want in the future. And so the veracity of your steel comes from these challenges. If you never had challenges, if you just had smooth sailing, if you put that piece in the fire and you hammered it out and it came out perfectly the first time, and you just had a little, you know, polish it up and la, you know, you would not learn anything. And you would not be a quality smith. Mm. And you wouldn't be creating a life of intricate Yeah. So we have to have these challenges. We have to have the work that actually shows us what we're made of, the veracity of our steel.
Yeah. You know, we get reminded of this, and I think we get reminded of this at a very young age in our lives. And I want to just ask you about, I know we've got a few minutes left here. But we get reminded of it. You know, I can remember times when I was so eager to learn how to ride a bike, you know, as a kid. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I'm just going to jump on it because that's what other kids do, right? You know, I'm just going to jump on the bike. I mean, I'm watching everybody ride a bike. They just jump on a bike.
Uh-huh. There you go.
I didn't know I'd have to wear training wheels, two of them. And then one comes off. And I think about this when I think about your coaching practice, because people may have lofty ideas and dreams, and those are meant to be fulfilled. I'm one of these people, Christine, that if you've got an amazing dream, you didn't get it just to pass your time. But this is the work you do. Can you talk about trust? I love trust. I studied trust. I never believed in trust. I believe in it now. Can you talk about it?
Absolutely. When you have that dream, you have that creation that you want, that vision for your life, and you're in the work and things don't go right and you stay in the work, you have to lean into the fact that you have all the elements to bring to the fruition of what you want. You have to look at that you've set up the framework, that you've done the work to create that curve so then you can work and hammer and straighten it out. You have to trust the framework. You have to trust yourself. You have to trust the process of being and growing into it. And know that every step along the way, you're going to have wins. And every step along the way, you may have some failures. But each step is meant to form you to create what you want. And you have to trust that it's a process to get there. Get back in the forge, pick up the hammer, move forward, and trust that it'll happen.
You know, part of what I love about you talking about forging a life is that I'm really struck by the visual of that. I'm really struck by the visualization of not creating a life. I love that what is absolutely not said, but is present when we say forging a life. What that means to me is that we don't have to create a life. We get to envision and frame the life we want. And then the work is to forge out the steps and the actions to do it. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm really struck by. I mean, it's so visual. Your coaching platform is so visual in the work you do with others. I mean, it's so relatable. You know, you can literally feel the hammer in your hand as you feel like you're taking action on your own behalf. So yeah. Thank you for bringing this forward. I'd love to know your personal message. And also, again, please give people your website.
Yeah, people can find me at sunglowtransformation.com. And, you know, failure happens when we give up, only happens when we give up or walk away. And everything else is learning and what's required to straighten out your path to get where you want to go. As you continue to do the work, as you continue to hammer, you have to trust in the framework, trust in the process, trust in yourself, and you will create that magnificent, high functional art that's your life, that's your business. Mm.
Christine Clark, everybody. Again, website. And can you mention the reframing coaching session again, please?
Yes. My website is sunglowtransformation.com, and contact me for the free reframing session. Delighted to get you past your post-traumatic stress, clean up the residual embodiment of a past piece. And so you can anchor that element that makes you the amazing person you are and carry that forward to create the life you want to create.
I love it. Christine Clark, everyone. And please, there are many ways you can work with Christine. Certainly, if you go to the website, I would encourage you to really get a sense of reframing what that means and get some help along the way. Those of us that really love to dream, we also love to take action. Sometimes, even in the best of our days, we need to call our coaches and say, hey, help me make this decision. And 9 times out of 10, they will help you. Ultimately, you get to live the life you love. Christine, thank you so much for today.
Yep. Thank you, Pat. It's been a pleasure.
All right, everybody. Benny, Jacob, thank you guys so much. All of you out there, you're the best listening audience on the planet. And much more to come on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll see you next time, everybody.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.